Unit 91, Inventions That Almost Didn't Happen. Clever, useful inventions come about because enterprising people look for real needs in society and then develop products that will meet those needs, right? Surprisingly, this is not always true. Some of the most basic taken-for-granted products in our society exist by accident or because someone made a mistake on the way to developing something else. For example, in 1970, a man named Spencer Silver, an employee at 3M Laboratories, was trying to create a strong new adhesive, but came up with a very weak one instead. 4 years later, one of his colleagues remembered Silver's glue because the paper page markers he inserted into his hymn book in church one Sunday morning kept falling out. Paper coated with a weak adhesive that stuck to things and yet could easily be removed clearly was a product with great potential. And so the Post-it note was born. Another fastening agent, usually known by the brand name Velcro, was developed because its inventor, George de Mestral, noticed that some burrs had accidentally caught on his jacket and were holding it together. De Mestral, an engineer, studied the structure of the burr and after years of experimenting came up with his own burr-like fastener. As a final example, rubber had been around for centuries but had limited use. It melted in high heat and turned brittle in intense cold. Searching for ways to harden it, researcher Charles Goodyear accidentally dropped a rubber sulfur mixture onto a hot stove, thereby discovering vulcanization, the process of making rubber firm and flexible.